everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date for today, if you're on an archive or if you don't know, this is the 23rd of August, 2017. So let's clear the energies away for that date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, or light beams. So here we go. Going to bring peace energy to you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation happening of some sort, we will help you out with that too. So let's release a timeline. So think of it now. And releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if Michelle is all ready to go. So are you ready to go, Michelle? Are you up there?
I'm so ready. And I'm here. So, yes. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night show, Creation Lightship. And we always have a lot of good emails coming in. If anyone wants to add an email, you have a question that you want some further explanation or anything that you want to hear Ron discuss a little bit further, you're welcome to email us. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So that's clsquestions@yahoo.com. I think I spelled it correctly. Okay, so, well, Ron, we had an event earlier this week. I hope that's all said and done now. We did have a few people write in about a couple other things they wanted to just say about it. I'm going to try and find those. We did have so many emails, though. I'm not sure if I can find them again. Well, this one says, just basically, thank you, Ron, for recommending to run the satellite timeline crash, which is one of the free healings on your website. During the solar eclipse, I felt a lot of energy movement in my neck and head area, yawning a lot and exhaling deeply. Blessings. So it looks like they did experience it all over the world. I honestly didn't see it at all. So very happy about that. Okay. There's a couple other things here, Ron. I don't know if it was discussed on Monday about NASA. I don't quite remember that. Was anything discussed about that that you remember?
No, not that I can recall.
Hmm. Okay, well, it's basically saying, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I did see something else about this, but I heard it wasn't true, so I'm not sure. But it just says that NASA was releasing blue balloons with something into the atmosphere, and they were wondering if there was any way for you to check and see if that could be, that energy could be taken away.
Well, I don't know, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to star that one and see if I can look it up. But I did hear somebody say, no, that wasn't true, and I don't think we need to worry about it. Okay. This one says, hi, just want to share I was listening to Ron BBS archives all day with clearing up and the Be Here in the Now on some people as well. I have 3 computers and 3 different providers. Around 1:30 Central Time, one provider blacked out, then came back on. A couple seconds later, the other provider, and I believe they mean internet providers, went out and then came back on, and then found the other computer went out also, asking me if I wanted to send in a report. I felt heavy battles with my crew. Hope we kick some butt. Wow. So they're saying they have 3 separate internet providers, and they all went out at different times around 1:30.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Oh, my goodness. It's like watching a very intricate and well-written movie with great character development. Like, all these interesting things are occurring all the time. Okay, This one says, hi, can Ron please clear us from the two aliens and their spaceships in the Google Words Today online?
I'm not aware of that. I'll do a clearing, though, but here we go.
Okay.
Now, whatever you may like to have clear that's affecting you, so here we go. Be many things. I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There you go. Okay, I guess next question, Michelle.
Well, this one is interesting. Thank you, Ron. It says, my husband insisted that I go to a town board meeting to nominate him for an upcoming election. I didn't want to go. When I was there, I was sitting next to people that I really didn't want to be around. So everyone was talking quite loudly. We were in an old schoolhouse, and I decided to say the mind to heart drop. And I now expand my life force energy. I did a ventriloquist style, opened my lips a little, grit my teeth together, didn't move my mouth, but talked. No one had a clue that I was making any noise. I felt much better as I sat among the group. Thought you would enjoy this tip.
Yeah, very good. Always ways to work around it when you're with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's great. And it seems like they kind of noticed a little bit of a difference because it doesn't say anything about how they felt afterwards. So maybe they were just at peace. And in case anyone's forgotten, I believe that somebody did make the suggestion a while ago, too, to also record it on your phone at some point. Like sometimes... I suppose you could call yourself if you had another phone, but some people have a little bit of a recording device in their phone somewhere, and they can just record a little tidbit of something, like maybe a little note or something. And you can record yourself doing the mind heart drop, and then if you ever need to, you can just pick up your phone and act like you're talking on the phone for a second and hear yourself doing it. So, and I know, Ron, previously you said, yes, it would be your voice, your spirit would hear your own voice, so... Do you think that would work?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It would work.
Yeah, cool. All right. So this next one says, I have been asked to teach elementary children reading. This involves a lot of saying the vowel sounds out loud as well as reading lists of words with the given vowel sounds. Will this cord me to the aliens? I can always say no to the offer.
What's that again?
Well, one of our listeners has been asked to teach elementary children reading. And they're doing it by saying the vowel sounds out loud as well as reading lists of words with given vowel sounds. That, you know, how children learn to read very young. They learn the different sounds of the vowels, and then basically any word you read has that particular sound. And so they're wondering if this will cord them to the aliens.
I'd say that it would be because you're using vowels, yes. That's their main way that they can connect you with words. If you take the vowels away, the word won't really have any, you discharge the vowels, it won't have any a charge on you or connection. So I would say that would be true. Oh, back to you.
Would it cord the person more than anything else they could do, or any less than anything else that they could do?
Well,
just if
you're teaching them, you can go home and do a clearing for yourself. To help out the children, I don't see any way you're going to be able to do that to help him.
Yeah. Would it be the alien keyword intercept at the end of the day that they would do?
Yeah, I'm sure that one could do it, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you could still keep that job. Because basically, I mean, from what I gather, almost everything hooks you up, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we may have some new listeners tonight, Ron. Would you explain a little bit about how the first healing that you suggest to release densities out of you would be the emotional healing and why?
So it's probably most of your life is tied into emotions. And so this is like an emotional planet for people. And people normally relate to emotions. So you want to clear that out of you so that you're able to not be connected to your memories as much and the past. Oh, back to you.
Okay. All right, thank you. So this one says, let me see here. It says that they missed out on a special healing radio show on Friday the 18th. I think this might be, this is a little bit long and it looks like it's got multiple emails in the thread. So I think I'm going to wait with that one, Ron, actually, and just move on to the next one until I can read that one further. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And we do have the enlistment, tomorrow on our, conference call at 5:30 Pacific time.
Okay.
If anybody wants to enlist, get on that call and we'll be doing the enlistment then.
Okay, good. So if anyone wants to become part of the Secret Soldiers to help out the planet, do your part. And so that would be on Thursday on the call. And that's only $20, I think, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so, okay. Okay. This one is entitled, I Have Been Interested in the Founding Fathers. The ghost of George Washington appeared behind an author who I was interviewing in Nellisford, Virginia, and I drew a picture of him and showed it to her at the end of the interview. And she said George was in the old house where she had just moved and helped her understand the true purpose of the founding of our nation. I did not know this. So his appearance behind her confirmed to me she was in touch with George's ghost. Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, I'm sure if he's still around, he's really fascinated by what's occurring right now in the world for several reasons. Okay, there is someone, Ron, who would like to do the 4-in-1 clearing, and they have sent over an extended list of the clearings that they have done. I know that when people want to do the 4-in-1 healing with you, you do ask what healings they have done already, just so you know where they're at and where you can start from, because that's a healing that you have to do with them personally on the phone, unlike many of the others that people can just go online and get. So I have forwarded that to you. Okay. This one says, should I do a whole life clearing before using the drop-down list on the timeline crash page option? And I think they're just dealing with regular timeline crashes.
Okay. Well, timeline crashes has a number list that you can use. So, like first timeline, second timeline, third timeline. Is that what they're talking about?
Let me say the second sentence that they wrote here. It might clear it up. It says, for example, before crashing an overeating addiction, I should have done a whole life addiction clearing.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
The Band-Aid, you're only getting the Band-Aid when you do timeline crashing. That's just for one specific incident. If your life is filled full of that addiction of something, then you're just going after, you know, like swatting flies. You want to do the whole lifetime addiction or whatever it would be, you know, to do that. You know, maybe you're in fear a lot, so you need to do the whole lifetime fear clearing. And, you know, you may say, well, I have a situation where I'm in fear today with something. Well, that's fine. That's only going to clear one timeline or one incident. You know, you may have to do many timeline crashes, but it's still one incident. You want to get rid of the fear that you have that's bringing forth from your past the fear that you're experiencing, because it will keep copying and pasting. And then, you know, naturally you're going to have a similar situation with different players involved in it. And that's the way it works. So different movie sets, but the same thing. So back to you.
Yeah, we kind of went over that previously as well, but it was quite a while ago on one of the shows where you said you have to clear that emotion, get rid of that basic emotion that's behind it, and then timeline crash, and then it will be gone because it won't have any, like, emotion or something to hang on to. Okay, so somebody just wrote in. This is extremely recent. It came over on the fast chat. It says, on the Thursday call, please tell me more about what is happening on this call. So on the Thursday call, it's basically a clone body removal. So Ron, would you explain the clone body removal? And then also, I believe they actually mean the signing up for the Secret Soldiers.
Yeah, the replica call, the clone body removal, that's where you have yourself being copy and pasted, and you focus on one specific physical body problem, and we take out the replicas of that situation. We have replicas coming into you continuously with the problem that you're dealing with. So once you're released, you may find some wellness. And during the call, we're going to do an enlistment for people on that call if they choose to want to enlist into the time-traveling soldiers who are fighting aliens just outside our visible spectrum. Oh, and it's not a cakewalk. You could have maybe some kind of difficulty sometimes, bruises on your body maybe. Most of the fighting that you may occur will be at night, but you are typically 24/7. So you lose some sleep. I could feel funky, and it normally goes away within a day or two if you have a situation going on. But, you know, if you want to fight aliens to get them from invading the planet here, this is your only chance to do that. Back to you.
Okay, so I'm going to try and make it really quick, but just because I have the feeling we may have a few new people on the call, I just wanted to say that there is kind of a combination between reality that we talk about and the reality that Ron sees that many of us don't see, but however we do experience it. And that's why we talk about healing yourself, getting rid of the densities in your body, clearing your spirit, your mind, your body. But it also has, of course, a spiritual component because you are a spirit. Ron, do you want to kind of talk about that a little bit, like how it all goes together?
Well, your spirit's here for the ride of whatever your body does. It doesn't need to know anything. It's not here to learn anything. It already knows everything that it needs to know. It's just that you contaminate it by having, just by thinking. That's basically it. If you think, then you're bringing in the alien energies to you because they created mind energy versus energy that your spirit normally would work in on a planet of light, which would be peace, and we'll just use the word heart energy. And when I use the word heart energy, I'm not talking about love, because love is in the duality aspect of, like, love and hate, love and war, love and whatever, and the different, you know, stages of that. So peace is just strictly peace, really no duality energy there. And when you're in peace and you're off of the alien timeline, of the mind energy that you're thinking about. Whenever you have a thought, then you're automatically on a timeline of thought. And that timeline of thought puts you back into your memories, which is more timelines. And that's how you become a multidimensional being. You don't really want to be, but you become that because you're off on, you know, zillions of timelines. That's how the aliens get your energy. They want to feel your energy, your life force energy, spirit energy, and everything else by putting you on timelines. And that's the way it is. That's your deja vu. That's your dreams. Can also be prophecies. So prophecies are real. On the timeline that the person is seeing that information coming to them or seeing the event, and that is a real event. And it does happen, even though you may not be on that one. If you hear about something happening and they, you know, everybody kind of like is worried about it, and you know, the time comes when it's supposed to happen, it doesn't happen. You think the person, you know, maybe wasn't correct in what they were saying or whatever. Well, it did happen. It's went on that timeline. So the whole process is to be in the now, where the timeline is stopped, because you can't get into source energy, but you can stop the alien timeline by like doing the mind of heart drop to the be here now clearing. And then you're on the timeline, but it's stopped for you. And the aliens want your emotions, but if you're not moving on the timeline for them to get it, then you're in peace. And they don't like that. So back to you.
All right. Thank you. Very succinct. Okay, I'm really digging this next question. It is probably something many people go through. It's pretty basic, and I'd love to hear the answer. It just says, addiction. Hi, this is my first time listening. Can Ron please explain why I have addictions to food and shopping for clothes? Thank you.
Well, your addictions are either from entities that have come into you from the past. Entities are from people who died here and are floating around, who die every day, and the emotional body is dealt with, and then we'll find other people to go into, physical people, live their life like they used to in the body that they lived in, and they bring in that addiction to you. That's one thing. And then also the other thing is your addictions are from your past ancestors, and you're living their lifetimes because you have the DNA in you, and those addictions can come forward. So how do you get rid of them? Well, you can do timeline crashes on it. Do the addiction clearing. It's a whole lifetime clearing, which could help you out. So they'll start to clear away for a particular addiction that you have. But addictions are maybe one of the hardest things to get rid of. Well, that's not a real simple thing to do. And if you, the entities can do that, okay? So if you have an addiction for, like, food and you want to eat a certain type of food or overeat or something, or maybe you used to having a gallon of ice cream every night or half a gallon and you want to get off that, but you can't, that would probably be entities. So entities are what you want to look at also. You know, do an entity clearing and stay on that. That's something that maybe you want to stop smoking. So then I'd tell you to probably do the entity clearing maybe 4 times a day and keep on it. And once the entities are released from you who like smoking, then maybe you won't want to smoke anymore. So back to you.
Excellent. So the ones you suggested are like do the emotional clearing. There is an addiction clearing. There is actually a food obsession clearing as well. And then yeah, the entity clearing is great. So if you do the entity clearing, I know a really good tip that I didn't even know about, and I just heard about it last week, was to run it for about minimum of 32 hours for the issue or the body part that you're trying to clear. So if it's like an issue of like overshopping, I'm not sure how many minutes 32 hours is. I know 1,400 minutes is 24 hours, so maybe around 2,000 minutes or something. But that should clear out the entity for that, or entity or entities, multiple, for that particular issue. And if you have a painful part in your body, there's probably an trapeze in there too. So you just write in the body part, like your knee or something, and keep it simple. And then within that amount of time, you should start to feel the pain ease up or the longing to continue that particular behavior will subside. It's quite a relief, I know, for different things that I've done and that many people have done, because a lot of times the entities can make you feel like, I don't even really want this, but I like can't stop wanting it, you know? And you know,
yeah, so you must do your emotional whole lifetime clearing first. And then before you do jump into any of the other type of clearings, do that one and do your mental, whole lifetime mental, and then do whole lifetime fear. So those three are what you should be doing. And then you probably want to, you know, do the entity clearing. You need to get your foundation cleared out, which are those three basic clearings. Everybody's in fear. Everybody uses their mind. Everybody lives in emotions. So back to you.
So true. That fear one is really tricky because I think that on this planet, Ron, we've all grown up with it, just literally being in our DNA, in the air, part of this, the energy on this planet. Everybody has it going on. It's subconscious. But once you do that fear clearing, wow, it's just amazing. It's like a load has been lifted off you and you can almost sit back and like giggle it. Oh my gosh, wow. I literally used to be in a state of fear and I didn't even realize it. I had no idea. I just figured that's just the way I was, you know? And I'm sure everybody has something particular to them too. So, okay. So, all right. The next question, Ron, is about, it says, a while ago, you talked about it not being good to walk barefoot. You also mentioned briefly wearing silk. My question is, if I got some silk socks to wear while walking on the beach, would that be protection? I have heard that silk blocks bad energies.
Well, I don't know. Then answer that one.
Okay. Silk is a very interesting material. I've heard that too. I think I heard just a very small little bit about something, how it refers to possibly if you were using a pendulum to use a silk string, and I'm not sure why, but I remember hearing something about that. So what would you suggest for the listener, to try it or?
Hey, try it if you want. I don't know. I never have dealt with silk, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. This next one just says, thanks, Ron. The Google ETS that was on Monday. That's what it says. Okay. This one says, barcode mind of the body. Okay. So recently people were doing... after they bought the death barcode and they ran their death barcodes after finding out how many they have by emailing Ron and asking him. Then they also ran the stress barcode under the same healing. And then they also ran depression after their name and cleared that for an extended amount of clearings because we all have depression that pops up every now and then. So Ron recently suggested in the past 2 weeks to also run after your name the words mind of the body after doing the mind of the body healing, whole life healing, because that can have death barcodes on it as well, meaning that your body's own internal healer may be blocked from healing itself because that's part of the death barcode. Is that kind of correct, Ron? Oh, I just said that.
Yeah, the mind of the body, your internal healer, does have barcodes on it, unfortunately, that we figured out or we looked at maybe a week ago. You probably listened to some of the shows going back on the archives. I can't exactly recall what day it was, but it was about a week ago when it was discovered. And so anyway, you want to clear that out. People have had, I'd say typically at least maybe six up to hundreds. So it depends... you know, how the aliens are dealing with your internal healer. You want to get those barcodes off of it. And each barcode takes 1 hour to do. And go through and do it, but you first need to know and get rid of your death barcodes. People have been sending me emails, and I've been telling them what they've had. Or people want to know if they have any new ones or not. Anyway, that's another way to use that clearing. You pay for it one time, and you can add on to it. And the newest one is the mind of the body death barcodes. So back to you.
Okay, so I'm going to read this in just a second, but if anyone does want to know a little bit more about how that works, so what you would do is you buy the death barcode clearing on Ron's website, and then you email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. That does not go to the radio show. That goes directly to Ron. And you email one sentence saying, "Hi, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have?" And he will send you back an email with a number. You are to clear that many death barcodes and no more, but at least that many, because they, well, it's explained in other shows. I won't go into that now, but you are to clear as many as he says. And then this question that I'm getting to says basically, Ron, you may be inundated with requests about mind of the body barcodes. I removed one and now I am to wait for your reply to my email. I feel I would have many barcodes as a very slow healer with a certain issue. Currently, I am 2/3 through the 3 months for the body jumpstart special, and I am sure if the barcodes were released as soon as possible, I will have a huge body jump start. Hence, Ron, is it okay for you to tell me over the radio how many barcodes do I have?
Well, I'd have to do that on an email.
Okay, so I'm going to forward this email to you, Ron, and then you can get the address from this person and send it back to them. Okay, listeners, so we have that in the works, and okay, so this is about the Thursday call. It says, how to enlist. Hi, Ron. When we come onto the call on Thursday to enlist, what do we say to enlist? For example, would we say out loud, I want to enlist with the American time traveling soldiers? Or should we be saying something else? Many thanks
so
for your
perfect.
Help.
That's perfect. Whatever group you want to enlist with, people normally pick maybe what country they're in, or they were from, or maybe their nationality. And so, you know, it's your choice. There's lots of groups, hundreds of them. And the most, the fiercest group would be probably the Vikings. And then from there, it would probably be the Russians next, I would say. And and if you want just to maybe always have a win, and you probably want to go with the Chinese because they're very calculating, and they watch all different options, and they won't engage until they can know that they can win 100%. So, but you want to have an experience. The Vikings will give you that wonderful experience because they just go out and make it happen. Yeah, they don't question anything. Where are they? Well, cut off their heads. That's it. Very, very simple. Anyway, back to you.
I'm okay with this as long as they're fighting for our side.
Yeah. They got other type of stuff, but they use laser energies along with their hatchets and their swords and stuff to shield. So. But they are. They're very effective, I can tell you.
Huh. Yes, and, you know, those are just some recent ones that I know that you've spoken about and people have chosen, but basically almost every group and throughout time has had some type of a military, which is kind of fascinating. And it has been, you know, for whatever they've gone through, it's been necessary. And apparently it is still necessary. So do you want to explain a little bit, Ron, for people who are new, like, how you could choose maybe Native American warriors and a specific tribe, and then how they would take care of the aliens, even using their technology, and it doesn't matter what technology they're using. They're all successful in their own ways.
Yeah, you know, they use light technology. So if they were a spear chucker or something, maybe you have a caveman who knew how to battle or something, or maybe you're maybe back in the early days of people wearing armor and stuff. And they have swords and hatchets and stuff. You would be having that like a Roman soldier or something in the old days. So you would have that, but it'd be actually light because they know how to use what they have. But it would actually be striking the aliens with light energy to terminate them, and you're working out of time. You can be at many places at one time, time here anyway, and up there there's no time because you're working and destroying aliens out of time as they're coming in here in time. There are some battles where they have actually come in out of time. We got to take them out that way too, but basically most of the battles are they're in time and you're out of time, so you can move all around them out of time and then strike. So back to you.
Hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I'm always fascinated, and I know I've, taken part in it, and I'm proud to do so. And I don't really recall much, but I know some days I wake up and I'm like, wow, I might need some coffee today. So, okay. All right, this one says, just been swiveling around and twisting as Ron kindly removed some pins for me from the spine last Friday on the archive. Just a quick thank you once again. Amazing. I hope to be on the call in September. And that call is coming up. It is listed on our website, and there's going to be a flyer sent out to everybody this week. So let me just say really quickly what that is. The special call is going to be a placenta clearing. So, and that's going to be clearing the energies that came to us when we were fetuses from the placenta from our parents. So a lot of DNA clearing or something like that. I'm not sure, Ron. You might want to explain that. And there's also going to be a pin removal. And that's coming up on September 2nd.
Yeah, it'll be basically what it is taking the energy off of you from the dying placenta that you're attached to. And it's kind of, for me, it was very shocking. And I don't normally get upset, but to see the placenta as like a human being actually screaming and crying and carrying on because it was being killed because it was separated from the mother, and also separated from you. So that could even give you maybe a abandonment issue, possibly. But it was probably the most disturbing thing that I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of disturbing things with alien stuff and eating people, etc. But this is like the one that, wow. So anyway, for me, it's a really big thing because of watching the energies of those things dying. They have more life force energy than the baby self has. I'd say, I would have picked a number, I'd say between probably 6 to 10 times the energy of the infant. So back to you.
Wow, that is fascinating. If you think about it, like, I wonder what they do with, I'll say the word waste, but meaning this placenta or whatever, but when a baby is born in a hospital, now knowing this, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think most people, I think what's behind the scenes going on is that with Planned Parenthood, I can't guarantee this is even true, but if they get the placenta and then they use it for stem cell research, they probably sell it to people who want to buy them as of the amount of energy in them. So I don't know much more than that, but you may do your own research on that to see. Huh. Well, back to you.
Okay. Ron, I'm not sure if you know, but I guess there was a significant earthquake today in Iraq. I'm not sure if you want to do anything for that, a clearing or something?
Not really, no. I'm not connected to that energy, so I don't want to be on that timeline.
Okay. And it sounds like there would be quite a bit of energy. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, I think we covered that. Okay, let me go find another email here.
Kind of going into the Iraq one that you're talking about, you know, who did it or what did it? You say it was probably not a natural earthquake. It's probably, you know, using some type of making it very simple, radionics, maybe certain countries or many countries doing this to produce an earthquake. And maybe there's some underground battles going on there where the earthquake is actually occurring. Maybe we're fighting aliens there underground, too. I can't swear to that as being factual, but a lot of times earthquakes are caused from the tunnels being taken out. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's interesting. I know, you know, it's just speculation, but some people, sometimes you hear something and it makes you think maybe it could be true. Okay, this says, I did all that you just said with the DAC barcode when we were speaking earlier. However, I did the mind of the body clearing about 2 months ago and the body jumpstart bundle. I hope that is okay. I have been running my mind of the body death barcode. I am halfway done with my number of them. Okay. Yeah, if people are new, and you buy a bundle of clearings, because some of the clearings fall under bundles, and it's highly suggested that if you want to start doing this type of work, and I suggest that you do because it's awesome, to do the bundles, because you can get several clearings with one price. And then if you want to do them after that, then you just pay $50 for unlimited use of that particular healing. So let's say, I'm not even sure if this is part of a bundle, but let's say you did the entity clearing and you ran it for your whole life and it cleared out the residue of densities that the entities have brought to you or left in your body throughout the years of you living here. But you realize that you could continue collecting entities because you're still living. So you can pay $50 and run it unlimited, which is, again, highly recommended, because then you can basically run it anytime you have a body pain, anytime you feel some unnatural thing to do that you're doing that you think, well, this could be a group of entities, and let me just do this healing to make sure it's knocked out. So, that's a good way to do it, and very cost-effective to get a lot of healings done is by using the bundles. Okay. So, Ron, is there any healings that you want to do on us tonight? Like anything that you think we might possibly benefit from?
Well, since you mentioned the Iraq earthquake. Normally, earthquake is a word that people get afraid of. Unless you live in California and you have earthquakes, you know about them. So, here we go. So, let's do a clearing for earthquakes. We'll just see if this affects you or not. I'll count to 50 to release that energy from you, what we talked about, you know, today with the earthquake. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Here we go. So, yeah, when you have earthquakes, you don't know what it's about or, you know, how it's happening. You have the scientific reason why there could be earthquakes, but there's so much more going on. Like I said, other countries can pinpoint a place and cause earthquakes. It could be underground tunnels being taken out. That could be, you know, besides the time-traveling soldiers, it could be the people that live in the physical here going through tunnels. The military is doing that. There could be an alien battle going on as in the earthquake. So many, many things could be happening, making an earthquake happen. So it's not necessarily, we'll say, the earth energies that is causing it. It's probably, I'd say, 90% of the time, external stuff being transmitted there or things being done. So back to you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm originally from the Midwest, and my first earthquake that I experienced in California, I was asleep, and I woke up, and things were shaking, and I told whoever else was in the room, I said, stop shaking the bed, and they said, I'm not shaking the bed, it's an earthquake, and I went, oh, and I went back to bed. Didn't bother me a bit, apparently. So, ever since, I guess, I just haven't been... It hasn't even been an issue, but I know that people tend to not hang pictures or mirrors above their bed, which is a really good idea not to do that. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, for that. I'm sure.
And also, you know, if it bothers you, then do the media clearing. That's on the website. And that's good to do all the time if you are influenced a lot by your computer, by seeing situations come up in it, as far as, you know, like the news going into a certain page and they tell you, oh, what's happening during the day here. Or, you know, if you listen to the TV or the radio and they talk about things and that affects you, then you may want to do the media clearing to clear yourself out of what you heard during that particular broadcast or program. So back to you.
Okay, good. Yeah, the media clearing is a good one, especially because their goal is to constantly get your emotion going, to put you on that roller coaster. Okay, so speaking about death barcodes again, this person says the drop-down menu for death barcodes stops at 10. It does. It goes from 1 to 10. But I have a few more than that. How do I clear them all?
Well, just go back in and do one again, which would be 11, and then 12. So just keep going with it. Just keep a little tablet next to you with your notes so you know where you are, and just keep doing that. Oh, back to you. The reason why it's 10, because most people don't have more than 10 death barcodes. But now with the mind of the body, you can have, I've had people with hundreds. So you could even put the number that you're clearing maybe after your name if you like. So if you're doing the mind of the body, then you put your name or your initials, mind of the body, and then maybe, you know, number sign, you know, 25. And clear that off for 1 hour, then do number 26. Oh, just kind of keep track of them. And you can put three screens up for the mind and the body if you wish. Do three at one time. Or, you know, it's they won't be all at the same time running, you know, but they will be maybe 5-10 seconds apart as you click on them to activate them. So you go into the clearing three times and then start them all at the same time by clicking on them. You can do three screens at once. So back to you.
Okay, great. And they're also wondering, my wife and I heard on the show that we can run stress depression and mind of the body healing and the death bar folk clearing, and how do we run that? They're wondering if there are particular instructions. I don't believe there are instructions. There may be something that one of us co-hosts has written out, but as far as I know right now, we don't have it. However, we do answer those questions right now on the air. So I believe in the death barcode, right underneath it, after you run your death barcode, it says stress, that you can run that for stress. And then to run the depression, you just put the word depression after your name, and you run it for, I don't know, Ron, how many times would you run the depression?
It'd be the same amount of times that you had your initial death barcode. So if you had 10 death barcodes, then you do 10 stress death barcodes, then you do 10 depression death barcodes. And the barcodes for those, each one takes 2 hours to complete per barcode. So if you had 10 death barcodes, that's 20 hours minimum of clearing, and you want to probably take a break a little bit in between them, you know, to see how you're working, how your body's doing. So you could be in that maybe 22, 23 hours to get that many done. Do as many as you can in one sitting. You know, maybe you may want to split that in half if you have 10 of them, 5 and 5 possibly. Then when you have more time, then go in and do your stress. So maybe you're doing this on the weekend. But one weekend you do all your death barcodes, maybe you say Saturday and Sunday. Next weekend do all of your stress, the same amount, same process. And then the next week, the third week, then do your depression. Then after that, you'd probably want to do the mind of the body ones if you get told that. Could do mind of the body after you do all of your death barcodes. Because you could change the system a little bit and do mind of the body after you do and complete your death barcodes. That's on your body. Okay, so that's what's going to take your body up. And then do maybe the stress and the other one, which would be the depression at a later date. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And then also another tip that some people do is because what you're doing is releasing a density out of your body, and then what you want to happen is that your spirit takes up that space again and comes back inside your body and stays there. So as you're pulling out all those different particular issues, you may want to open up one of the pre-clearings. I know under the 2000-year barcode pre-clearing, if you scroll, put your name on the top and then scroll to the bottom and it says like spirit integration, run that during the entire time that you're running the other healings so that as those densities are being pulled out of you, your spirit is coming back in and integrating with your body. And, you know, give yourself a couple days in between and drink a lot of water and relax, because your body has been carrying this stuff around for your entire lifetime. And it may be like, wow, I need to take a nap. So that's perfectly natural and great. Take a nap. I'm all for it. Okay, so that I think we answered that one. If you have any more questions or need more clarification, you're welcome to write in again, definitely. And, okay, wow, we've really hit a lot of questions tonight, Ron, actually. I don't know if it's more than normal, but we've really done quite a few. Okay, another one says, death barcodes on the house. You recently told me about death barcodes on my home. Can I use the unlimited death barcode removal I have bought for myself to remove all those barcodes from my home? Or should I purchase a separate death barcode removal clearing separately for my home?
No, once you get it, you're good. So there's no need to repurchase. So, yeah, you have death barcodes on your car, and you have death barcodes on your house. Plus, you have them, you know, naturally on you. So if you typically have a used car that you purchase, then you're going to have the death barcodes still on the car from the previous owner or owners. So if one person was a real crazy driver, then that could equate to a lot of barcodes on your car because the person was not driving safely, we'll say. If you have a new car, or you purchase new, let's put it that way, and you haven't had too many close calls, you probably won't have that many barcodes on it. If you find yourself going into wrecks or getting close to having wrecks, then you have a lot of barcodes. So regardless, you want to get them all cleared off. And from there, remember the barcodes are there because of your way that you're driving your car, and entities could come into you giving you problems. The entity could put a barcode on you because of that. Because you're seeing that the entity is influencing you to drive poorly, and they go, that's a way to get the car wrecked to cause an accident for you. It's another setup. So you can do that. Also, houses, can have barcodes. So, it's good to clear that too, but mainly just concentrate maybe on your mind or your body. And you could also ask me what your car has. And I need to know, the type of car that you have naturally, because you could have had, 10 cars in your life, or maybe you have 10 sitting in your backyard. And, I need to know which one you want to know on the barcode that you're driving. If you're not driving, it doesn't make any difference. This is only, how the energy of the car is going to be when you're driving it, if it's going to be suicidal for you or not, So it's like we're getting close to the end of the hour here. So, yeah. To do the mind to heart drop.
Okay.
Just send me an email and I can tell you how many mind of the body barcodes or how many death barcodes you have. And if you have that, and been doing the clearing, for a while, and you want to just, see if you have anything still on you from the past that you already cleared. Maybe you did the clearing, 4 years ago, and you're hearing the show for the first time now in a while, and you go, well, yeah, I did death barcodes 4 years ago. Just ask if you have any new ones put on you and how many you had back then. I need to know that answer. And then from there, I can check out that and check out your mind or your body, if you're choosing to do that, and then also your vehicle, your car. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Well, here we go. I'm going to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to let you feel the energy of these thoughts going into your heart center. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Tomorrow night is enlistment, 5:30 Pacific time. $20, and it's available on the website. You can just use PayPal, and you get the code sent to you. Bye, everybody. Blessings.